We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us right now, of course, you see him on the YES Network doing Yankee games, former a tremendous player, mostly for the Baltimore Orioles. And that, of course, is Ken Singleton. Ken, Joe, and Evan, how are you?
Joe, Evan, good morning, guys. How are you today?
Good.
Doing all right?
Morning. 23-13. I will admit, Ken, I didn't see it coming. What has been the biggest surprise about this start from the New York Yankees in your mind?
Well, I don't know if you guys watched much of our spring training coverage, but it kind of started to come through in the spring. The Yankees had the best record in spring training, and I thought I saw some things coming together. They were scoring more runs. And I think that's primarily the number one thing. They are able to score more runs. Right now they're tied with Houston for the most runs in the league. And we just saw Houston at Yankee Stadium. And to me, they look like the best team that we've seen so far. But the Yankees are pretty close to them. Tied with runs, ability to hit home runs. They did it in spring training. They're doing it again during the regular season. They're a younger team. They're a faster team. And speed translates not only into stolen bases, but the ability to run the bases, cover ground in the field, and I think all that has kind of come together for the Yankees.
You know, two guys, Ken, really jump out at me, two young guys, and I want your thoughts on if you think they're the real deal or not. Obviously, Sanchez, you know, hit a big home run last night. He was injured early. We saw what he did last year. And Aaron Judge, who's off to this crazy start, 14 home runs, everything he's done. Are these guys for real in your mind? I mean, it's a small sample size, but what about what you've seen from these two guys so far?
Well, so far they've done very, very well. As the numbers would tell you, they're two of the best young players in the league. But as their careers go on, they're going to have to make adjustments. I think Judge has already made one compared to what he did last year. I think he struck out like 44% of his appearances at the plate before he was injured, and then was injured the year on the disabled list. But this year he came into spring training. I noticed almost right away he wasn't chasing the slider down and away in the dirt. He was getting ahead on more counts, and that means you're going to get better pitches to hit. Now, he's still going to strike out. You know, he'll probably strike out 100 times this year, but it's not going to be the 44%. I mean, the guy's he's hitting over 300, and he had two hits again last night, and his on-base percentage is third in the league, which means he's getting respect and drawing some walks. As far as Sanchez is concerned, you know, the injury set him back a little bit at the beginning of the year. But since he's come off the disabled list, he's hitting over 300. And as you said, the home run last night, which 428 feet straightaway center field. These two guys have awesome power. I think for the baseballs or what is it, but these guys are young, strong men. And this is what youth can do for a team.
And the sky's the limit with both of those guys. I think we forget how young Starlin Castro is because he's been in the league since he just turned 20. He's 27 years old, and he is having, at least so far, the best season he's had as a major leaguer. Do you look at Starlin Castro and say he's maybe better than the back of his baseball card, that he could be developing into an even better player than what we saw with the Yankees last year and with the Cubs before that?
You know, I think what you're seeing with him is he's right in the middle of a strong lineup, which means he's going to get his pitches hit. One thing he's done a lot along the same lines as Judge, he isn't chasing pitches like he did last year. I was watching over the weekend, and he struck himself out on a pitch out of the strike zone on Sunday, and he was really angry with himself. I think he has calmed down at the plate. He's learned to use the whole field. He's always been able to do that, but he's even better at it now. He's up there. I think he's either first or second in the league in hits with 50. He's over 50 now. So you're talking on this pace, he's going to get over 200 hits this year. So this is the type of player, if he remains healthy, and he's done a pretty good job at second base, every once in a while he has a lapse. But he's a very solid player and somebody who's a big part of the Yankee offense. I mean, he's driven in 25 runs already.
Mm. Talking to Ken Singleton, of course, of the YES Network, talking to Yankee baseball, a win last night in Kansas City. And, you know, to me, this team is going to go as far as the starting pitching is going to take them, Ken. And last night it had to be a very, very good sign. CeCe had not pitched well three or four outings in a row, and he comes up big last night. I mean, how about CeCe? And can this rotation hold up over 162 games.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. You're right about Cece. He looked just horrible over his previous four starts. But one thing he'd mentioned at the end of last night's game to the press, he said that he's always felt comfortable in Kansas City. He's now beaten them 20 times. He's won 13 games in Kauffman Stadium. So he said he even mentioned the fountains. He likes the fountains. So not that it has anything to do with his pitching. But there's certain teams and certain places you feel comfortable as a player. This is one of those spots for him. So to me, although this was important for him to come back with a win, this is a team he's pitched well against, the Royals. So let's see what he does in his next start.
And it certainly helps that the Royals offensively this year have been dreadful. They've scored the fewest runs in all of baseball.
They're not a good offensive team. One thing they do that helps CC and will probably help Pineda, they're a free-swinging team. They swing at almost 50% of the pitches that come to the plate. So that if somebody like CC can exploit that, and Pineda, if he gets his good slider tonight, it could be a long night for the Royals.
Any worries about Tanaka? I mean, he did throw maybe his most impressive game as a major leaguer this year, that complete game shutout that was very Greg Maddux-like. But he's had some bad ones, including the last one. Any worries about Tanaka right now?
Anytime you get knocked out, going to the second inning, and you could see right from the beginning, the game against the Astros, he didn't have much of anything at all. So it should be interesting to see how he bounces back in Tampa Bay. I mean, now you're playing against a division rival, so you want to win these games. There's always a concern when somebody's not pitching well. But with Tanaka, one thing the Yankees have scored for him, and he's 5-1 or 5-2. So from the standpoint of winning the games, he's okay. But I'd like to see him pitch more along the same lines as he did last year, and that way, when you get to his spot in the rotation, you're not worried so much about winning that game.
Severino's a big key. Did not pitch well his last time out the game, even though they won the game against Houston the other day. But overall, he's looked pretty good. He's a big key going forward. I mean, who knows what this rotation is going to look like next year, Ken? You got all these free agents, Pineda, Sabathia, Tanaka could opt out. Severino's a big key as far as a young arm. How about Severino right now?
Yeah, I thought that, he made one thing, the best thing he did over the winter was talk to Pedro Martinez in his native Dominican Republic. Pedro, they worked on mechanics. I think they worked on his changeup, which is an emerging pitch. It's better than it was last year. Now, each time the Yankees have sent him down to the minor league, they told him it was a specific thing to work on. Before, it was his slider. And his slider is much, much better than it had been before they sent him down. So it seems like with tutoring or mentoring, he improves. And he's a legitimate three-pitch pitcher now, and you need three pitches to get through major league lineups. And that's why he was so good out of the bullpen last year, because he could rely on two pitches when he's facing a lineup maybe once. Well, now you try two, maybe three times through, you're going to need that third pitch. I think one thing we have to remember, he's only 23 years old, and sometimes it takes a little while for things to kick in. But the power and the speed and the ability to strike people out is there, and I think he's going to move forward.
We're talking to Ken Singleton about the Yankees now. I'm sure Yankee fans are hoping for this situation because it means they have a lead in the ninth inning, but we're going to see Dellin Betances now as the closer for a bit of time with Aroldis Chapman out. He has struggled in the past in that role, but it's happened late in seasons. Maybe he's been tired. What about this adjustment for Dellin Betances right now, stepping in as the closer?
Yeah, I think he can do it. I think one thing, you're right, sometimes he gets himself in trouble with the base on balls, but he can also stall those runners on base by striking people out. I think that's the big thing that he has going for him. When he gets himself in trouble, he is quite capable of getting himself out of it. So I think that he's gonna be able to do it. I think that when you look at what's going on around the league, you look at the Orioles and Zach Britton, their closer's out, and he had maybe the best year closers ever had last year. That's really going to hurt them, I think, more than Chapman being out with the Yankees, with Betances able to step in.
Mm. How about the division, Ken? Can you think the Yankees can win this division? I mean, how about that right now?
During spring training, I thought I saw a spark. Like I said, they were scoring more runs.
Right, right.
And if you can score runs, you can cover up some bad pitching and even bad defense from time to time. You can do that. You can win games 8-7 or 8-6 when your pitcher hasn't been particularly good. Last night, it was all Yankees. The pitching was good, and it was just a dominant performance. But if you can score, you can cover things up. Can the Yankees win the division? Well, they're in first place now. Will they continue on this pace? I don't know. At the beginning of the season, I thought the Red Sox would be able to – I thought they were a team I was leaning towards. But they're having their problems with injuries, maybe even more so than the Yankees and some of the other teams. And I think they miss Big Poppy more than they would like
to
say.
Oh, yeah. Sure. No doubt.
There's no doubt in my mind. You take him out of the lineup, you take his presence away from the team, they're going to have to fill that void somehow. And they don't have that player right now. They have some great young players. I mean, Mookie Betts, he didn't win the MVP last year, but he could win it this year. Although, you know, Mike Trout's off to another great start. I think Trout's certainly the best player in the game and will probably win it again. But Betts is going to be a team leader for the Red Sox for a long, long time.
I think that's interesting, looking at this division, trying to figure out, like, the Blue Jays got off to a terrible start. They got hot. Yeah. Now they're struggling again. They've lost two in a row to the Braves. The Rays, I don't think anybody really buys. The Orioles are off to a pretty good start. So it's trying to figure, okay, which of these teams, if any, can kind of move away from the rest of the pack?
It's difficult to say. I think the Blue Jays did to themselves what the Yankees did last year,
right,
getting off so poorly. I think one thing we have to remember in regard to the Yankees this year is when they got off 9-17 last year, from that point on, they went 75-61. So they played pretty well for the remainder of the season. If they had won just half of those games, half of those 26 games at the beginning of the year, they would have made the playoffs. So I think this year they've eliminated the bad start. They're off to a very good start. They're 10 games over 500 now. They lead the Orioles by a half a game. They got a big series coming up with Baltimore pretty soon in Baltimore over Memorial Day weekend. So over Memorial Day. So it should be interesting to see how the Orioles can hang without Zach Britton, who's going to be out even longer than Chapman. That's what I understand.
Ken, great stuff. We appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Ken.
Guys, enjoy the season. It's going to be a fun division to watch this year. I mean, just baseball in general. It's going to be fun.
Very interesting division, no doubt about it. Thank you, Ken.
Ken, always a pleasure.
My pleasure.
Ken Singleton, you can watch most of the Yankee games on the YES Network. He does a great job there, and I don't know who it's going to be. I thought at the beginning of the year, Joe, it would be the Blue Jays. They got off to a tough start. The Red Sox have been average. The Orioles have been good. The Yankees have been good. I have no idea, but it's going to be interesting.
That's baseball.
Sure.
That's baseball Susan.
That is baseball Susan.
There you go.
Can't predict it.
Nope. Unpredictable.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.